Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one on one. I'm your host Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jackie Jordan and Chris Gaba of the Central Park Doggy Daycare franchise. And since 1997, and with over a million total dog visits to their system, Central Park Doggy Daycare have learned more about dogs, dog socialization, and dog behavior than any other company in the industry. Hi, Jackie. Hi, Chris. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing
Hi, Marty.
Great, Jackie.
Thanks for
Chris.
Having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jackie and Chris. Welcome to the show. You know, there's a great I was saying earlier to my wife, joking around, I said there's a great Bon Jovi song, it's called Wanted Dead or Alive, where it says, I've seen a million faces and I've rocked them all, and I thought the same thing with Central Park. You've seen a lot of dogs over your time, haven't you?
We have seen a lot of dogs, lots of doggy visits, and lots of fun.
Jackie, you know, I'll start off with you. I mean, it was interesting. I mean, your background. I mean, you were there in the beginning, and Chris was there in the beginning, which was why I was so excited to have both of you on the show. You know, and studying, you know, your business model. I mean, this industry was really unknown 20 years ago, wasn't it? So maybe we could start off, you know, talking about, like, describing the history of Central Park Doggy Daycare.
Okay, excellent. Well, I started my first location in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And back in 1997. So you're right. There was really not a lot of doggy daycares out there, especially in the Midwest. So,
right.
You know, we would see it popping up in New York or L.A. or, you know, things like that. But so when I started exploring this, people kind of laughed and thought, isn't that sweet? Isn't that
wow.
cute?
Yeah.
So, you know, it didn't really take me very seriously.
It was interesting. You know, one of the things that I was talking about you last night, Jackie, I teach marketing for Kaplan University, and we were talking about marketing plans and business plans. And I found it interesting because, I mean, your marketing plan and business plan, I mean, it had a lot to do with the growth of the business too, didn't it?
Yes. I believe planning out your roadmap to success is extremely important.
Absolutely. Chris, I mean, you have an interesting story because, I mean, you were doing very well in corporate America. You know, it's not like you were making a lot of money. I mean, what made you decide to hang up your suit and tie and become your own boss and specifically become a very successful franchisee with Central Park Doggy Daycare?
Well, I think that's something Jackie and I shared with in terms of our background. We both came out of corporate America and were pretty successful there. And
right.
I think what we realized is we're working so hard and traveling so much for somebody else. And why can't we do this for ourselves?
Right.
And I think we both also had this sort of innate love for dogs and being with our dogs. And our dogs, for us, were already part of our family. So at that point, I had two very young Weimaraners and was traveling 3-4 days a week, and you can only depend so much on friends and family to take care of your dog.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I noticed in terms of trends is every time I got on a plane, there was one of those flight magazines talking about a new doggy bakery or a new doggy daycare or a new doggy product. So there was this definite shift in our social consciousness about where dogs belonged in our family. And I realized there was nothing like it in Fort Lauderdale. So that's kind of how it started.
It's interesting, Chris and Jackie. There's a woman in our neighborhood, and she, a couple of years back, she started, I guess you could call it like a pet walking type of service. And, you know, the one thing that makes you just feel really bad is I think she has like about, I don't know, 12 to 15 clients now, so you can say. And, you know, I mean, all she really does is she goes into the home, and then she walks the dog, and then, you know, for maybe 10 minutes, and then she brings the dog back. And you feel bad for the dogs because they're kind of in the house all day by themselves. And dogs are very, I mean, social creatures, aren't they?
Very much so, yes.
You know, so you do feel bad. And this is where you see that, you know, your service certainly fills a need in the market. Central Bark has more services than just doggy daycare. Maybe if you were describing the Central Bark doggy daycare to a prospective franchisee, Jackie or Chris, I mean, how do you typically describe the franchise concept?
I think what we start with is that we're a one-stop shop for all your dog needs. You can come in and drop your dog off for the day. If you go on vacation and your dog's in our regular daycare, you can rest comfortably that your dog can be with us while you're on vacation. You can pick up your dog food or a collar while you're there. You can get your dog groomed. You can get your dog trained. We have a shuttle pick-up and drop-off service. We have veterinary visits in some of our stores as well. We have sort of a catering birthday service for dogs
wow.
that want to celebrate a birthday or a bar mitzvah or something fun like that. So it's like I said, it's really a one-stop shop for everything that you would need for your dog.
And it was like you were saying earlier, Chris, I mean, the dogs or your dogs, I mean, really are part of the family today, aren't they? You know what I mean? I always say, like, you know, if you look at the history of animals, I mean, they've really elevated in society, particularly in the United States, haven't they?
They have, and that's it's interesting because what we're reading now is that trend toward, because dogs really, most dogs at the very beginning were all, you know, bred for a certain job or purpose.
Right, right.
Some kind of work they did, and,
sure.
and our culture has taken all that away. You know, they're our surrogate children. I kind of laugh because there are dogs that come to my daycare here in Fort Lauderdale that sleep on an Egyptian thread cap that I've even never thought about. on. They get treated so well. So there continues to be this extremely strong trend towards the humanization of dogs, which on one hand is not so good because
right.
of what's innately bred into dogs. And I think that's what makes Central Bark a fantastic outlet. Because dogs get to come to Central Bark and they get to be dog, play dog, speak dog, and do all the stuff that dogs are supposed to do in a very safe and contained environment.
That's fantastic. How about technology? I mean, how has technology played a role with Central Bark today, particularly, you know, for your franchisees, Chris or Jackie?
I'm going to let Jackie take that one.
Okay.
Yes, I do the technology side of things. Mm-hmm. It's played an enormous role in not only the operational side of running the day-to-day. If you
right.
can imagine, some of our stores have, you know, 50-plus dogs to manage on a daily
wow.
basis. And
yeah.
so we rely on technology to, you know, because every single one of them has a special need. You know,
right.
they brought in a certain leash. They have, you know, a certain food that we're supposed to feed them. You know, there's a lot to remember and to know about every single dog. And so we use technology, a software program that helps us to manage our day-to-day operations, as well as now with social media and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just the whole marketing, online marketing presence that you need, that we have really started to, well, not started, we've been for a number of years now, since that has become such a prevalent way of getting the word out about our services, really trying to capitalize on that.
Can I just draw a distinction here?
Sure,
because technology is extremely important to how we manage and operate our business and
mm-hmm.
Do our reporting and keep up with the dog's business in terms of the service that we deliver is high touch and not high tech. And that
right.
I think that's
right.
important. I mean, how we staff our ratio to dogs, you know, we don't have cameras, we don't have projectors, we don't have all of these sort of humanistic kinds of things in our
right.
playrooms. They're made for dogs. They're made so that dogs can play and be dogs. And we staff accordingly so that those dogs are always monitored and always safe. And that's a pretty big distinction because there's a lot of bells and whistles around technology. But
yes.
it gets right down to it. We want to make sure that the dogs get a ton of TLC and a lot of hands-on attention from us. And that's what we provide for our parents, the peace of mind that that's happening.
Yeah, and that's the need you're fulfilling too, aren't you, Chris and Jackie? You know, is that need, as you say, is that, you know, touch, you know, that personal, the touch with the dogs. You know, I think that's very important in your business, isn't it?
Correct.
It is, and I think our staff really want these dogs to feel like they're our own dogs. So we treat these
right.
dogs like our own dogs when they're in our care.
I think that's well said. The growth in this industry is incredible. I mean, again, 20 years ago, we were saying earlier, Jackie and Chris, I mean, it was really, I guess you can kind of call it like an unknown industry. I mean, the pet industry itself is big, isn't it? I mean, I know the numbers, I guess they have to be in the billions. I mean, are there any hard numbers as far as like where the industry's at today or?
There are. It's estimated that this year it'll break 80 billion.
$80 billion. That's okay. It's a play that happens. That's interesting. I mean, it's such a huge industry. And what's even more fascinating about it, Chris, is that, you know, the growth over time, you know, I mean, when you actually look at your industry on a chart, you know, I mean, it just the numbers seem to just keep going up. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, and that's, you know, one of the things that we recommend to our listeners, you know, in doing the show over the last, you know, eight, almost 9 years now, you know, is look towards the growth of the industry. And that's one of the things that I really love about your particular business model as well. So I think that's fantastic. You know, you've been doing this, both of you have been doing this such a long time now. We always call it, we kind of call the next question kind of a bit unfair, but what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since, you know, starting, I mean, this whole concept, Jackie and Chris? I mean, does anything stand out? I'm sure you have 100 stories. If we were sitting, you know, having a cup of coffee together, you could probably have share all these different great stories. Is there anything that stands out?
Oh, that is a loaded question. to take one, I think the biggest thing is just how much the dogs have become part of our family and part of,
wow.
You know, they're so integral in our happiness,
yeah.
In our
Let me add to that also. I think, as you said it, you know, we've been it a long time. I think probably it's actually kind of bittersweet because we've now been doing this for Jackie since 97, me since 2000, and we have seen dogs as puppies and dogs transition into their senior years, and then dogs pass away, and we've been, you know, a part of that family. They've been a part of our family. And then we've seen those families come back with a new puppy. You know, we've been in it long enough to be a part of that whole, you know, cycle of life with them and the new dog. And it happens in all of our stores. But I think that's one of the things that really touches me about what we get to do every day with our family of dogs.
Yeah, I mean, that is bittersweet, Chris. I mean, I would never think of that. You know what I mean? But now that you mentioned it, you know, is you're right. I mean, you get to see the dogs as they were, you know, puppies and the middle of their lives and I guess at the end of their lives. And it is touching. I mean, they really become, as you were saying, Jackie, you know, is part of the family, you know, and, you know, it makes it more than just a business at times, doesn't it?
Yes, very much so. It's different than flipping burgers. You know, it's very
sure,
personal.
Sure.
It's very, you know, you're very involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although it's still a business and you still need to be
able to
make those margins work so that you can continue to provide this service.
That's fantastic. Maybe we could talk a little bit, you know, about your franchisees. I mean, you know, what do you look for in your franchisees, Jackie and Chris? I mean, are there any particular types of characteristics or traits that you look for?
Well, that's evolved, you know.
I
when Jackie and I started this, we were just small business owners, and we were just excited that somebody would be interested in investing in this and starting a business. And I think what we originally looked at was somebody that was extremely passionate about dogs. And I think over the last 10, 15 years, what we've realized is, yes, you need to be passionate about dogs, but you've got to be passionate about business and you know, really, really working your business and growing your business and really loving dogs. So I think that's reversed to some degree, but I think that's been an important sort of transition for Jackie and I in terms of the folks that we look for today versus who we looked for originally.
And that was the interesting part in studying, you know, your background, Chris, and Jackie's background as well, because we always do that, you know, before, you know, the show is, you know, how both of you had, you know, that business background and that business experience, you know, and you can see how you applied it to your passion, didn't you?
Yes, very much.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, you know, and it's just interesting about Jackie and I as business partners because, you know, we've now been doing this a long time together. And in addition to being business partners, we're really, really good friends. And part of that in our relationship is that we're yin and yang. We're totally opposite. I mean, Jackie is so smart and so talented and so bright and manages all of the technical and legal and all that part of it. And
right.
My brain works totally on the other side. I'm into, you know, the marketing, the sales development, the new business development, all that sort of bigger picture kind of stuff. So we fit like puzzle pieces together in terms of both our friendship and our business partnership, and it just works well.
There's a synergy there, isn't there, Chris and Jackie, you know, between both of you coming together. And that's what I noticed, too, in studying your backgrounds is your skills really complement each other, don't they?
Yeah. Most definitely.
That's fantastic.
And usually she's the one that does most of the talking.
Really? Well, this is really fantastic. You know, it's always fun to have, you know, two different people from the company on the show at the same time, you know, and then, you know, because they have, of course, different perspectives, you know, and things like that, and they can share different experiences, you know, so I think it's really important. What about the training? I mean, for you know, those individuals, once they sign on and they become a franchisee to Central Bark, I mean, how does that work? Do they typically come to your corporate headquarters and is training down there? How does that work?
Yeah, we do 2 weeks on site at one of our facilities, and we teach them. You know, it's an interesting process because not one of our franchisees really has come to us with the dog daycare ownership experience. They come to us as business owners, but, you know, now we have to teach them about dogs as well. So they get both the business side of how to run the day-to-day operations, how to market this business, who we're marketing to, but we also have to have the operational side of, you know, this is how you walk a dog on a leash. Sometimes
right.
That basic. So it's we put a lot into our training, and but it's not just that 2 week period. That's the initial time frame. But we have field representatives, and Chris and I are always available to our franchisees. I think that's one of the things that I hear a lot from our existing franchisees is it's just so nice to be able to pick up the phone and call you.
Right.
And that's our ultimate goal is we want to grow our business with that in mind, that initially those franchisees are going to need a lot of handholds because it is a very different kind of business. They're learning how to, give dogs medication. They're learning how to, run QuickBooks. Okay, it's just a very different type of business. So there's a lot of hand-holding in the beginning, and so we manage our growth as a franchisor to be able to support those franchisees in their early months where they really need us. And then we also focus on the ongoing support and bringing value to our franchisees. So it's just a continual cycle that Chris and I both love. We just are very active in it.
The support is so important, isn't it, Jackie and Chris? You know, and you're right, you know, Jackie, it's nice to know that, you know, for your franchisees that they are able to talk to someone like yourself who's been able to, you know, start this concept so you have so much experience. And Chris has been doing this such a long time now. And it's certainly one of course, the benefits of franchising, isn't it, you know, is that you have, you know, that support in the beginning. So, you know, I think that's really important. What is, for our listeners, you know, who might be listening, and they're saying, you know what, this sounds like a very interesting concept. Could you paint like a picture of, I guess we can call it like a typical day as a Central Bark Doggy Daycare franchisee?
Well, probably in the beginning, it's going to be very hands-on, and our franchisees are working the day-to-day operations as far as, you know, working with the employees, working with the customers, working specifically with the dogs. So it's a type of business that you can't be afraid to get your feet wet or get yourself dirty because you will.
Right.
You know,
sure.
So it's that passion for the dogs that we really want to have with our franchisees, but also those franchisees have to be able to be salespeople. They have to be able to sell their business and be able to manage their business. So initially, probably looks a lot more hands-on, and then we really strive to teach our franchisees how to manage the business, work on your business, not in your business.
Right.
And so that's something that we really, really push them to look deep into themselves and figure out how to do that.
The unfortunate thing in that equation is that probably the more successful you are, the less you are with the dogs, because the more you're working on your business than you're working in your business.
It's very powerful, yeah. I mean, what you said, Chris, you know, and I guess, I mean, that really is the true essence of business anyway. You know, we've had, I don't know if you've ever read the book, The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, but, you know, he's always very big on that, you know what I mean, is working on the business and not so much in the business, so you can, of course, grow the business, you know what I mean, so you could have, you know, two, three, multiple unit franchises, you know, if you want to grow over time, you know, and I think that's so important to growth, isn't it?
It is. That's one of my favorite books. You know, you can't, you're going to be successful, you can't be the technician the whole time. You've got to be something else. Yep.
That's very powerful. So what does it feel like for both of you? I mean, it's almost, you know, 15, 20 years later, you know, I mean, again, you were there at the beginning and you know, Central Park Doggy Daycare has hit a lot of milestones. You know, you've been offered a lot of awards, you know, over time. I mean, what's the feeling like for you today? And I'll start with you, Jackie, first.
Feeling, I guess I'm really proud of what we've done because it was such an unknown, and the ability to merge our passion with business and to be able to make a living off of something that we truly, truly love to do. So I think that's probably my, you know, I'm so thankful every day that, you know, so many people in the United States say, oh, I have to go to work. You know, they dread it. And that's not the way I feel. I get to do what I love to do. And I think that's been such a huge part of our success.
Sure. Absolutely. How about you, Chris?
I think the very last bit that Jackie talked about for me, what I feel about where we've come from and where we are today is just grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to do this. I'm grateful for the people that I work with. I'm grateful for the franchisees that are passionate about our brand and helping us grow it. I'm grateful for our customers that really get what it is that we do and understand that this Central Bark and the Central Bark experience really is the best thing for their dog, and their dogs deserve a day at Central Bark. You know, I'm just grateful.
That's fantastic. The it's interesting. I mean, with your background, Chris, I mean, we have, you know, in studying our listeners all these years, you know, we find that, you know, a lot of them are presently in corporate America, you know, and for one reason or another, I guess they're tired of working for corporate America, you know. I mean, what was it, you know, that prompted you to give you the confidence to do this? You know, one of the questions we like to ask, you know, people like yourself and Jackie is, I mean, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buying a franchise, particularly for you, Chris, the people who are in corporate America? What would you say to them?
I would probably tell them that if they think they worked hard in corporate America,
that's great.
they're going to work a lot harder when it's their own business. But the reward, because it's your baby, is so much greater. So you don't even, you know, when you're working for somebody else, you're measuring hours. You're measuring, oh my gosh, I've been in my office for an X number of hour week or an X number of hour day.
Right.
They owe me. When it's yours, it doesn't matter. You're just there. You're working. You're loving it. And if you're not, then you shouldn't be an entrepreneur. You shouldn't be owning your own business.
Sure, absolutely. How do you feel about that, Jackie? I mean, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because you certainly fit the traits and characteristics of a full entrepreneur. So what would you say to them in their quest to buy a franchise?
Well, kind of, you know, what Chris is saying, and I think some people believe that if they buy into a franchise, the work is all done for them, and that is not the case. You know, it's a proven model, and if you work the system, then you can be successful in this model. It's harder to fail in a franchise system than it is to succeed. So, you know, it's there. The tools are there as long as you, as a franchisee, take those tools, utilize them, put them to practice, and work hard.
Sure, absolutely. No, I think that's a great response. So what are Central Park Doggy Daycare's plans for the future then? I mean, Jackie and Chris, I could ask both of you, you know, because of your positions within the organization. I mean, where do you see, you know, the franchise 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, I think our vision for the company is to try to bring our service to as many dogs as possible. There are 80 plus million dogs in the United States, and that's a big pool of potential for us. So I think our goals are really to grow out of the markets that we're in, because we mm-hmm. already have an anchor there, and develop at the pace that we've been going, probably a little bit faster now that we're 25 units in 7 states now, and our franchisees are growing and doing well, and it's really time for us to take it exponentially. And the pace has been good for us, because I think one of the things that Jackie and I are committed to, and we talked about this earlier, is being able to service the franchisees that we've got. And that relationship with your franchisee is so critical. And they need to be happy, and they need to be loving what they're doing. And if they're not, nobody's happy. It's kind of like what they say, if mama's not happy at home, nobody's
right.
happy. For us, if we've got a franchisee that's not happy, it really is tough on the entire system. And I think what we've tried to do is make sure that we have the systems and people in place to support who we have, and to have a very solid foundation before we do some huge trajectory. So our growth that we've had in the last 10 years has really been at our pace, and at a pace that's been very comfortable for us.
Must be fun for you, or enjoyable too, Chris and Jackie, to get to, meet the franchisees again. Of course you've met them, but, to get to meet them over again, whether it's through, meetings or, visiting their location and things like that. I'm sure that's an enjoyable part of the job, isn't it?
I think one of the highlights for Jackie and I is our annual meeting, when we get everybody together all in one place.
Yeah.
And just the excitement and energy over that weekend with our franchisees is palpable. And it's really cool. I think when Jackie said she felt pride about it, it does make you feel proud. These people are excited and they're building wealth and they're excited about what they do. And, everybody's talking about their dogs and their families and comparing notes and comparing stories. And it's really great.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Chris and Jackie, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites that they can go to? Any numbers you'd like them to call?
I think the best way is centralbarkusa.com, and go to the franchising tab and follow the prompts.
And it's a great website, by the way. I've been through the website, and it's very informative, and you did a fantastic job with that, So I'd like to congratulate both of you on your success. I've been following Central Bark a long time now. Even when we started the show a long time ago, I think, you're one of actually our first interviews within the first or second year, and it's amazing to see the growth that has taken place, within Central Bark. So I think it's fantastic. So I don't want to wait 7 years to have you back again. I'd like to invite you back in the next year or two as you still continue to grow. It was great to have you on the show, Jackie and Chris.
Thanks so much, Marty.
It was my pleasure. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com. Or you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 8 years and over 400 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from Chris Simic, who is the founder of FranchiseTeacher.com, and Chris has over 30 years of business and franchise experience as an independent business owner, a franchisee, and a franchisor. And Chris said something very profound that we haven't heard on our show in over 8 years. He mentioned that you have to almost work harder to fail at franchising than to succeed in franchising, and he explains why.
Most people, about 90% I think I've seen, buy a business other than they first looked at.
Wow, that's amazing.
So
it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's a big number too, isn't it, Chris? You know, that, you know, most people, they go in with these certain expectations and they come out with something different, you know, and I find that fascinating.
I absolutely, it never ceases to astound me, but I think that speaks to the value of franchising as a business model and a business method, because
Right. People
don't have to be in something just because they know it. And quite candidly, sometimes getting involved in a business that you would rather do, that you were not involved in, allows you the luxury of taking a new career path and to develop something you never would have had the opportunity to had it not been, you know, systematized and prioritized for you. You know, in franchising, it's said that you have to really almost work harder to fail than to succeed, because if you have a good franchise system,
Right. Follow
directions, you have to almost purposely not follow them to not do well.
That's true. That's fantastic. We have this great quote in franchising. I think we're going to put that one in there, Chris. I think that's very original, and it's very true. What advice would you give to our listeners? You know, we find that most of them, they're just beginning their search to buy a franchise, Chris, and we find that, you know, most of them just simply, they don't even know where to begin, like you were saying. What advice would you give to them?
I do, when I speak to people looking at franchise, I give them three different pieces of advice. One, make sure you're looking for a business for the right reason. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people have things happen in their life. They lose a job or something happens, and they react and maybe say, well, okay, maybe I'll go buy a business. That may not be the reason to do it, versus having the luxury of selectivity that here's my opportunity that was created by some adversity. Second thing is that they have to make sure that they are able to be franchisees, that not everybody is designed to be able to follow the systems, procedures, and the processes it takes to be a successful franchise owner. And then I tell them quite candidly is pick a couple of the industries and the price ranges that may have interest to you, and then kind of pin down from there, either using the resources of a consultant or a broker or a team member, or on their own. Either way, but I think that if they take their time, follow the steps, and do it for the right reasons, they'll be on a much smoother pathway to success in owning their own business.
That's well said. What's in the future then for Franchise Teacher, Chris? I mean, where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, Marty, we've been extremely fortunate and blessed that the business has been around, you know, through Century Franchise Group for many years, and our new FranchiseTeacher.com has taken off. We're representing right now, seven-plus brands. I think in 5 years our focus will really be even more fine-tuned as the consumer or the prospective business owner is looking for more and more specific information. Breaking down to teach, coach, consult, and advise, I think will be a way for us to assist people in what they need. You know, people, again, don't know what they don't know, but
right.
I think information overload sometimes discourages people too early. They say, this is too much for me to process.
Mm.
But we can break it down into bite-sized pieces. I think more and more people, especially the younger generation, who are looking for the advice and the information they want when they want it, I think is, you know, going to do nothing more than continue. Then our next business venture, which launches at the end of this year, is looking to capture all the different franchise brands around the world and put them into one place. So we're looking forward to a future. And franchising is going nowhere but growing. You know, as you
right
on a long time too, the number of franchise opportunities, and the world's getting to be a smaller place. I think you're going to find a lot opportunities coming in and going out of different marketplaces and different countries accessible to more people.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Chris, for our listeners to get more information on FranchiseTeacher.com? Obviously, FranchiseTeacher.com, but any numbers you'd like them to call or email addresses?
Well, actually, Mario, we appreciate www.FranchiseTeacher.com. And
okay.
My business partner, Dave, and I offer them the free one-hour consultation. Fill out the form and take advantage of it.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Chris, for finally coming on the show. You know, I've been following your career for a long time now, you know, and I have just been very impressed with everything that you've done, you know. So when I saw this, I mentioned to you, we don't typically call people to come on the show, you know, but I had to have you specifically on the show. So it was an honor and a privilege to have you on the show today.
Marty, ditto, and again, congratulations on your PhD doctor. I have read your thesis, and I would recommend it reading if people can get through
the information. Oh, that's fantastic.
I
really appreciate that you read it, too, because that's an honor coming from you. So that's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you again, Chris.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.